In this bulletin, South Australia faces a new COVID-19 outbreak, Australia enters the world's largest trade pact, and in sport, the Adelaide Lightning continues an impressive start to the WNBL season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. South Australians are being warned that a COVID-19 cluster that broke out in the community after a quarantine worker infected family members is likely to grow. Three new locally acquired cases were diagnosed yesterday after a woman in her 80s presented for testing. A woman in her 50s and a man in his 60s were later tested and also found to be infected. Chief Health Officer Professor Nicholas Spurrier says the infected trio has a very large family and four relatives are showing symptoms.
We have identified that there are approximately 90 people, including staff and patients who are in that emergency department, and out of an abundance of caution, we are in the process of instructing all of those people to be in quarantine.
A new high-tech vaccine manufacturing facility will be developed in Australia to secure the country's long-term supply of health products. Pandemic influenza vaccines and life-saving antivenoms will be central projects at the facility, which will be constructed under a $1 billion manufacturing agreement. The agreement between the federal government and pharmaceutical company Seqirus provides the ability to rapidly manufacture vaccines when responding to health pandemics in the future. Community members representing over 10 languages are working as health concierges at public housing estates in Melbourne. The initiative, run by not-for-profit CoHealth, has employed more than 80 members to deliver key advice on coronavirus. The aim is to avoid future outbreaks of COVID-19, with concierges tasked with distributing masks and hand sanitizer and encouraging testing. The program is stationed at the base of high-rise towers in Kensington, North Melbourne, Flemington, Carlton, Fitzroy, Collingwood and Footscray. In other news, Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership provides a huge platform for Australia to deliver more exports and create more jobs. Australia and 14 other nations in the Asia-Pacific region are signatories to the world's largest free trade agreement. Australia will use the deal to resume in-person meetings with Chinese ministers, which have been suspended due to several trade disputes. But Australian Strategic Policy Institute Defence Program Director Michael Shoebridge says there's no guarantee China will cooperate.
Trade deals rely on good faith, and so the 15 countries that enter this have to have the political will to behave as the agreement requires them. And I think the way we've seen Beijing behave, whether that will be true in its relations, trade relations under this agreement with Australia, you've really got a doubt.
The transition to United States President-elect Joe Biden's administration remains in political limbo as tens of thousands of Donald Trump supporters pour into the nation's capital to echo his false claims of election fraud. Mr. Biden has spent several days with advisers as he decides who to appoint to his cabinet and works on the policies he'll pursue after being sworn in on the 20th of January. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump is refusing to concede and instead insists on pressing unsubstantiated allegations of fraud. His campaign has filed lawsuits seeking to overturn election results in multiple states, but legal experts say the litigation stands little chance of altering the outcome. To sport, and the Adelaide Lightning have continued their impressive start to the WNBL season. The Lightning defeated Perth Lynx 74-69 after trailing for the majority of the game at Mackay Multisports Stadium. Steph Talbot led the way with 24 points and 11 rebounds. And now for a look at today's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth and 24, mostly sunny in Adelaide and 21, early showers and a sunny day in Melbourne and 23, showers and becoming windy in Hobart and 22, partly cloudy in Canberra and 28, mostly sunny in Wollongong and 30, similar conditions in Sydney and 33, mostly sunny as well in Newcastle and 35, cloud clearing in Brisbane and 31, partly cloudy in Cairns, 33, and a shower or two with a possible storm in Darwin, 35. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.